Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in Wichita. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Tony Deusing in for Dave Wilson this morning. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. He will take your lawn and garden questions. You can call us at the area code 316-869-1330. 316-869-1330. Well, good morning, Jason. We're having lovely weather this, we're at the end of August where it's usually 90, 100 degrees, and we're in the 70s this week, it looks like. Right, Jason?
Yeah, it's been a little bit different. I'm not really complaining, though, and future cast looks pretty good as well. I'm sure we'll still have somewhat hot weather left, but the farther we get into September, you know, the less of that there is, and, you know, being Labor Day weekend, it's kind of the unofficial end to summer and the transition over into fall. So the weather is a little bit suitable for that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I did want to ask about what's going on at Stutzman's. I know, you know, we're still summertime, so I'm going to enjoy Colorado peaches at Stutzman's. You also have locally grown cantaloupe and watermelons, too. Is that right?
Yeah, and you know, some of that as we end August is starting to wrap up. I'm kind of sad to say this is the last week on the Colorado peaches. We do still have them in stock and probably get another shipment, but we have to go a little bit farther north to find the next peaches ripe. And so next week we'll get a group of Idaho peaches, and that usually kind of finishes off the peach season, but still do have some of those great watermelons and a few of those cantaloupe left. And so still a good chance to get some of those. Maybe you're having a cookout or something this weekend. They'd be perfect for that.
Yeah, exactly. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. You can call us now with our lawn and garden expert, Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse, 316-869-1330. We're taking your calls right now. And I did want to bring this question up. I saw on social media, what is the best practice for installing sod on a lawn? I know we're going to get into the season where we want to try to get grass to grow as the weather becomes more nice for that kind of thing. So tell us about what's the best practice for installing sod on a lawn.
You know, as we get to, and you think of about the 1st of September being when we'll want to start doing, you know, seeding or sodding, rejuvenating that lawn. And, you know, sod is an option for that, especially, you know, if you have some areas that are completely wiped out, but there are some things we need to do. Sod basically is grass that's grown, and then they take a kind of a U-shaped blade that goes just under the soil and slices it into these strips, and so, you know, they have the exposed root and a little dirt at the bottom, but we need to make sure when we're doing sod that, you know, we have the soil prepared a little bit first, and, you know, in that case, you know, any leveling, hole filling, anything like that, you need to do. We need to do that first. And then we do want to, and it doesn't always have to be like a deep tilling. It can be, but we need to work up and loosen up that top inch or two of soil so that when we lay that sod on there, it has a nice soft base for that root to grow back into. It'll also kind of help set it in place a little bit better, not going on such a hard surface. So, you know, keep that in mind. And then water is going to be pretty important with that sod. You know, the first week or so, I'd probably water it. It doesn't have to be heavy. The roots are only in that piece of sod. We're trying to get them down, but you know, a couple of times a day, a lighter watering, just so that surface doesn't dry out and they're able to root in, will really make sure you have good success with that sod. It is a little susceptible to drying out, you know, where it doesn't have roots down. So not quite as long of a process of watering as seed will be, but very critical from the beginning to keep it pretty moist, and we want to keep it already growing, because we've got all that green blades already there to support. And so we have to make sure there's enough moisture for the roots it has to keep that top green.
Exactly. Sodding a lawn. I did want to ask you about, let's see, we do have the plant of the month. That's what I wanted to ask you about, with the hibiscus at Stutzman's Plant of the Month. Tell me about what makes the hibiscus so great.
You know, hibiscus are just a really terrific summer plant, very heat loving, very tolerant of summertime. And then, you know, a lot of our plants, especially in the perennial shrub world, are done blooming in August, where the hibiscus family, they're really thriving and coming into color then. And, you know, there's a few different members of that family. You know, one of them, the tropical hibiscus here in Kansas, it's just an annual. It doesn't winter over. So it's used a lot more in pots and containers and things, but it has the more bright oranges and yellows, and there's a reds and pinks, but more of those really bright tropical real warm colors in it. But the two main ones we'd want to focus on probably right now is the hardy hibiscus. And the hardy hibiscus, it's a perennial, and so that means it's going to die down to the ground, and then it will emerge from ground level in the springtime. So a very good perennial. Different sizes of them available. You know, some are as short as 2 or 3 feet. Some can be, you know, 6 foot tall, and there's ones in between. So, you know, kind of get the right one for your location. But they're the ones that have the big, kind of flat, almost dinner plate sized flower to them. And that's in reds and pinks and whites. And some of them have a different colored eye, which is that center part of the flower, but really a great, great perennial. The other member of that family that we would talk about right now is Rosa Sharon. And it's a woody plant, and so it's going to be like a shrub or a bush. The part above ground, you know, it drops its leaves in the winter, but it's going to leaf back out on those same branches and not start over from the bottom. And very nice, can be a nice screen or a good backdrop plant. They can get, you know, 5 to 8 feet tall, somewhere in that range. And colors on those, you're going to see white, magentas, violets. We have a blue chiffon. That's kind of a neat powdery bluish purple color. That's pretty nice. And one other thing, being at the end of August and kind of making our transition over to all the fall items, we've got a big sale going on 50% off on all of those summer annuals and perennial items. So if you were thinking about getting a hardy hibiscus or a Rosa Sharon, be a perfect time. They'd be half off, and we've got nice warm soils and good weather for plants to get established this time of year. So, you know, one more reason to love the hibiscus besides all its physical traits.
Yeah. Oh, that's really nice. The hibiscus is the Stutzman's Plant of the Month there, and Summit's 50% off. Well, that's really nice. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. And if you'd like to call and ask a question about your lawn or garden, it's 316-869-1330. 869-1330 is the phone number. I did want to kind of go back to lawn, and we talked about sodding. I've heard about people applying compost to lawns, and they said that was a good thing. Is that something people sometimes do? Is it, and why?
You know, compost is a good soil amendment for all types of soil and growing. We just, it's what makes soil have that really dark earthiness, is that organic matter to it. And a lot of times that's lacking in soils here in Kansas. And so, you know, if we're doing a flower bed or a garden or something, we can really work that in. Lawns, we're not able to work it in that deeply, but it can be top dressed with a nice, you know, layer over it. We want all the grass up through it. We don't want to smother our grass, but a lot of times people will put a light layer of that on and then apply a grass seed for overseeding and filling back in that lawn. And that kind of gives you that little bed that holds some moisture and is a little bit better to help that seed to sprout as well. So there's other uses and in the seeding, as well as just a nice little soil amendment. If I was just also doing that, you know, you might think about doing it in conjunction with aerating, and that's another great fall treatment for our cool season lawns. And what that does is the aerator has a set of tines, and it's going to pull these plugs out, maybe about the size of your thumb, out of the sod and the soil, and it pops them up on top. And that does a couple of different things. One, it opens up that soil, so if we want to apply some compost, like you were saying, or some gypsum, things like that, we can get it a little bit down into the soil with an aeration. The other thing is it really helps loosen up and reduce that compaction in that soil, because those holes, as we have moisture and weather, the soil around that hole kind of fractures and fills it back in. And so that process loosens that layer of soil as that happens. The other thing, we always want to leave those pieces that it pulls up on the lawn. The next time you mow over it, it'll break them all up. But those are full of those little microorganisms that break down that thatch and everything. And so you're also putting those on top of the thatch as well as underneath. And it really can help break down and keep that thatch at a layer we want in our lawn. So that aerating is really a good process in the fall for conjunction with any sort of treatment you're doing.
Okay, very good. Aerating and, of course, applying compost to your lawn. Now, are there some plants, I want to make my house, you know, the garden area look nice, are there some plants at their best this time of the, like, late August to create borders that will give your garden that late summer glow?
You know, there are some really good plants we can be using. Of course, you know, a lot of those summer annuals we talked about on the sale, you know, they're going to give you that great color till we have a frost or a freeze. But, you know, there's some of the others, if we're maybe looking to transition into fall, that are really good for that. Our smaller, like 5.5-inch mum, they're a nice small mum that could be used in a situation like that, or in a container, and they're going to bloom and add some color. A couple other ones, be another weaker 10 days before we have them, but fall pansies are a great one for that kind of situation. And, you know, pansies planted in the fall in a big container in the ground like that, not only are they going to bloom all this fall, but virtually every year they survive the winter, and then you have really early color before it's time to do your spring planting. So pansies, you can kind of get a double dip on. And one of the other ones I really like for fall that I think is really underused is the flowering kales, the ornamental kales and cabbages. And, you know, when you first plant them, some of them have different colored leaves, but they kind of just look like a little cabbage or a plant or something when you plant them. But as they grow, I mean, they're going to get probably 12 to 14 inches across, really full of leaves, foliage. And then as we get a little bit cooler, they will really develop a lot of pinks and whites and reds in their coloration, depending on what you get. But they're being in that cabbage family. They're extremely cold hardy, and, you know, frost and freeze doesn't usually bother them until really, really late in the winter when we get really cold temperatures. So a lot of times, you know, even towards Christmas, I've had them looking really great in the landscape. And so that's another one that, you know, people should think about for some of that fall planting, and, you know, swapping out some of our summer stuff with something different to give you a nice long-lived look for fall.
Yeah, that's very nice. It's the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show you're listening to. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. And if you would like to call and ask a question, it's 316-869-1330. Jason, tell me about vegetables. I want to grow some vegetables this time of the year or coming forward. What's the best ones to try to look at doing?
You know, this time of year would be a really good time to be putting in you know, some of our greens. Lettuce, spinach, and are both really good ones. The spinach will go quite a ways into winter time. And both of those we want, you know, the lettuces, I would do what's called loose leaf, ones that don't make a head, and you go out and you harvest leaves off of them, and they keep growing and you harvest them. And spinach is kind of the same way. You go and cut leaves and get the leaf, and then the rest of the plant regrows so you can harvest them multiple times. And so those are really good to be doing this time of year. We could probably put in some radish, some turnips. You know, there's several of those fall root crops that don't take a terribly long time that we could be putting in as well. Some of the other things we might want to do, maybe tomatoes and peppers, if we haven't given them a fertilizing or a feeding in a little while, hitting those summer things with a little feed this time of year will produce usually a nice flush of produce as we go into the fall, and the weather conditions, they kind of change. They kind of mimic that, you know, late springtime when they were so happy and green foliage and growing and didn't have all the stresses of summer. And you can usually get a really nice fall, some nice fall tomatoes and some peppers, squashes, things like that, with a little bit of adding a little oomph to them this time of year.
All right. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. If you want to call us, 316-869-1330. Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse is with us. I do have a question about fertilizers in interior baskets and containers. And the question, this was asked on social media, is it worth it to use controlled release fertilizers in baskets and containers? What are your thoughts on that, Jason?
You know, I do use some of those. I like them. I don't usually use them as my sole source of fertilizing. They are a controlled release, so they're always kind of putting out a certain amount of fertilizer. And what happens, sometimes we get, you know, a lot of rains or things, and, you know, some of that washes out, and it takes a little while for those slow releases to release enough for the level those plants need. So oftentimes I'll mix up some of the water soluble and give them a shot or two of that throughout the year as they need it. But the slow releases are nice for just putting that nice base level of feed to them. Usually, I mean, as long as we follow directions, you know, they're very safe for the plant because it is a slower release. So I do like them. There's a couple of different kinds of them. Some of the brands release with temperature related. Some of your, like Osmocote, and there's some other brands that temperature influences how they release. And then there's some other ones, like the one we handle is from Carl Poole, and it's more of a moisture release. So, you know, as we water, it releases a little bit more, and that can be a little more helpful at the beginning and end of the year where temperatures might not be quite as warm for those slow releases to release fast enough if it's the temperature related kind. So I do like them and I do use them as another tool in that fertilizing program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in Wichita. And we're taking your lawn and garden questions, 869-1330. We have Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. And we did get Ed to call in and ask a question. Ed, what is your question for Jason this morning?
Yeah, in years past, I was able to buy the really tall marigolds that were about anywhere from 18 inches to 2 feet tall. And I haven't been able to find them. I went to all the students' Stutzman's garden centers. I never could find them. They had the small marigolds, but never the large, tall ones. And next year, I hope to see some really tall marigolds, the African variety.
And we do carry several varieties of those. The African ones are the taller ones. You would be looking like we usually carry the Inca yellow, the Inca orange, and then there's also a white one called, I think it's white swan, that also is a very tall one. And so, I would maybe check kind of early. The smaller ones just in general are more popular and there's more colors and varieties. But I like those big African ones, maybe behind something else where you can get that height and that really big pom-pom bloom to them. So I'm sorry you didn't find any this year.
All right. Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll find some in the next season there. Thank you, Ed, for calling. If you want to call and ask a question, it's 316-869-1330. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French. And Jason, I wanted to, you know, as we do get into this time of the year, or September, you know, we're going to start thinking about grass seed and kind of rejuvenating our lawn or filling up some areas here, or maybe just redoing the lawn. Some people like to put the grass seed down and then fertilize separately, and some like to do it together. What's the best thought about fertilizer and grass seeds?
Well, with grass seed, it doesn't really have any root when we put it down, and then it's a small root for a little while. And so we do need to make sure we have that fertility right at the surface level. And, ideally we would use a new lawn or a starter fertilizer. It's a little bit different makeup than our established lawn fertilizer. It actually has a little bit of phosphorus, that middle number in it. Established grass, big root system really doesn't need that. But when we're talking about small and just starting, that's kind of what makes that starter or new lawn fertilizer different than any other ones. But personally, I mean, I would like to do it right in conjunction with my seeding. You know, I've got my area mowed down short. I've killed the weeds and kind of got it raked and ready to put the seed on. Really doesn't matter which one I did first. I would put my, you know, put my seed down, and then when I got done, I would put my starter fertilizer in the spreader and go over that area a second time. That way it's all there right when we start watering. Those fertilizers release based on moisture coming on them. So having him there as that seed is beginning to swell and sprout and that root's just starting to touch that soil, we can make sure we have that right there at the time. Plus, a lot of times where we're keeping that soil pretty moist until the seed's sprouting, it's kind of hard to get back in there without it being real wet and muddy to apply it, you know, later. So I like to do them both at the same time.
Okay. All right. That's really good news to hear about. That makes it easy if you just have to do it once. Hey, I did want to ask you, Jason, about the locations for Stutzmans. I know even Wichita, there's several of them, but you guys are all across the state. Tell me about some of the locations of Stutzmans Greenhouse.
Yeah, we do have 12 different locations throughout the state, and, you know, all the way out west to Dodge City and then Great Bend and Pratt out that direction. And then here in Hutchinson, of course, just west of Hutchinson on Highway 50 is our big main Pleasant View location. It's also where our growing facility for all the plants we sell is. North side of Hutch, we have another retail outlet. Then as we head north, you know, we would hit McPherson and Salina. Salina's been great for us in a new location in Salina this year. We're kind of out in the lot of that Central Mall area, so it's been a good move for us this year. Heading back down towards Wichita, we'd pass through Newton, have a great location there. And then the three locations in Wichita, the west side on 21st and Tyler, 96 and Rock, basically, for our Rock Road location. And then the Cambridge Market on 21st and Webb would be our other Wichita location. And then down south, we have a nice location there in Derby we've been at for a couple of years now. And that one's been well received in our new spot there also.
I always like to check out the Stutzmans locations. Real quick, Jason, tell me how I can send you an email and get a response from you.
Hey, you know, maybe something we talked about struck with you, or you're out over this long weekend looking around and you see something you have a question about, drop me an email. My email is the word questions at stutzmans.com. If a photo will help with it, you know, be sure to include it. I'd be glad to get back with them.
Oh, I love that you guys offer that. And of course, the website is stutzmans.com, stutzmans.com, stutzmans.com. Love having Jason on at this time of the morning. And this is the Stutzmans Home and Garden Show. Jason, we'll talk to you again next week. And thank you all for listening to the Stutzmans Home and Garden Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.